the way through the first chapter of Genesis and suggests that the light dawned and the darkness was gone. But things had not taken their form yet. And day after day of creation, things began to take form and take shape and become clear. And the earth became richer and fuller and finally very good. And then came rest. And Jonathan Edwards says, what a magnificent picture of the life of a believer. In the darkness and in a split second, the light shines in his heart. And he lives in the light. But the process of sanctification just begins, and he flourishes, and he becomes richer and fuller until one day he enters into everlasting rest. This is the picture. Don't tamper with it. This is the glory of redemption tucked into the testimony of creation. Father, we thank you for the picture that you have given us. Even in the beginning, first chapter, of how you bring light to the darkness. And then it's a cycle of the evening and the morning, light and dark, light and dark, light and dark. Even that is like our lives. The light shone in our hearts, the light of the glory of the gospel of Christ shining. The darkness was dispelled when we were saved, but still our lives are cycles of dark and light. And we find ourselves struggling with sin while loving holiness, embracing the light, and yet the darkness clings. But as the days of our lives progress, the new creation flourishes, becomes more beautiful and more beautiful. And one day, we enter into final and eternal rest. A vivid picture of the redemption that is the reason for the creation. May we trust your scripture in every word, beginning to end, because this is right and this gives you glory. We thank you that you have opened